Dictation for Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y, the Friends, D-E-F-R-A-N-C-E, October 1840. Addresses a letter to Jean, J-E-A-N, B-D, B-E-A-T-T-Y, 644-3724. Dear Mrs. Beatty, a follow-up for Mr. DeFrance, chronic kidney disease, diabetic hypertension, last visit December, comes in person, left-sided ear cancer surgery completed, denies change of appetite, weight appears up, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, urine without infection, cloudiness or blood, problems of insomnia, chronic edema, left more than right, no localized ulcers, review system otherwise is negative, on physical exam, blood pressure 160/260 on the left side, atrial fibrillation less than 90, no localized valve weakness, consolidation, probably fusion, there is an aortic systolic murmur which is chronic, minor carotid bruise, obesity of the abdomen, no ascites, masses, tenderness, 2-3 plus edema, worse on the left compared to the right, which is chronic. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the Lasix, Norvasc, Clonidine. Next paragraph, blood pressure is high, 160/260 on the left side. Next paragraph, chemistries, creatinine 1.8, which is baseline, sodium, potassium, acid base normal, present GFR close to 35, stage 3B, a normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus, no anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, stable over time, no progression, no indication for dialysis, no evidence of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Next number, diabetic nephropathy. Next number, atrial fibrillation. Takes no rate control medications, anticoagulated with Xarelto. Next paragraph, hypertension poorly controlled, needs to be checked before we adjust medications. On maximal dose Norvasc, we could increase clonidine or add other blood pressure medicines. Next number, congestive heart failure with normal ejection fraction without decompensation. Next number, moderate aortic stenosis, clinically stable over time. All issues discussed with the patient, come back on the next 4 to 6 months.